friends. You're listening to the Tabletop Tales, stories told collectively around, well, a table. I am the Melody Keeper, and I am in the middle of singing a well-known story. It is known as The Quest for the Best Song. We are still delighted to welcome our special guest around the tabletop. For this movement, Grace Cavalier will still be joining us, playing the character Sandra, the apprentice to the Royal Alchemist. Our four heroes are currently sailing from the Royal Peninsula of King's Point to an unknown territory called Naga Cove. We do not yet know what lies ahead for them. All we know is that they head east. Willub's halfling voice bellows throughout the ship decks. I spread the map out
on the captain's table, and I say, we're headed east, Captain!
Yankee Foxtrot Charlie, we're going east, boys!
Untie the ropes! Set the sails! We go east to Naga Cove!
As you guys just start setting sail all the way to Naga Cove.
The starboard bow.
Willip has correctly marked the parapet tower of Naga Cove Island. Mm. You just kind of see flashing light with like a mirror, like flashing at you guys.
It looks like they're signaling us. Should we signal back?
I've got like two glass bottles over my eyes now, and I just go, motherfucker.
What do we do, Captain?
Does anyone know what they're saying?
I'm gonna roll to see if I recognize the code that they're using. Yeah.
What's it look like up there, Crispin?
You catch a drift of what they're saying. You pick up that it's unlike any other code you've seen through your vast knowledge of war codes, Crispin. And you know that it's Naga code telling the ship to bring him around back and bring him into the big meat hall.
Bring it around backside, boys.
What am I visually seeing on the shore?
Now, as you're starting to get over the bend, you see this cove. There's a lot of rocks on the way in, but there's also this big dock, and you can see like some shacks along the seashore. And then further down, you see like this big stone meat hall that's like very mossy.
Mm-hmm. I shout back up to Crispin.
Back of the island?
There should be a meat hall somewhere. Some sort of meat processing factory or...
I said mead.
Mead.
Oh. Sorry, I got the wrong letter.
Oh, shit. Mead. Mead. D, Durango. M as in Marvin. E as in Eleanor. A as in Anglo-Saxon. D as in Durango. Mead!
Pulling her in now!
I'm dying over here.
And then I make a beautiful park because I have a team of sailors now.
I like fire pull down the crow's nest and just start crawling on the beach. Just like prowling.
Start walking towards the biggest building.
The biggest building is the Mead Hall. Yep. Yep.
I follow Glunk. Mm-hmm.
So you go around back. You see these beautiful flowers just growing in this very damp area.
Are there lily pads nearby?
You look at them, and they look like lily pads.
Oh, thank God. I see Glonk just charging ahead, and I scamper over some of the lily pads and pick. I'm hoping 2 counts of lily pad flowers is 2 flowers.
I'm looking around for why we need to be in the back of this place.
Crispin is...
in the water, wading through the lily pads, again with my like glass bottles. Like, I have Glonk's back right now.
You see this door along the backside too, with a slit there.
Mm-hmm. I approach it.
Nothing happens with your approach in the door.
I try to go in.
It's locked.
All right,
bastards.
I give a firm.
You see the slit open.
Who goes there?
Captain Glonk Dawkins.
Who is that?
Me and my crew have about saved the world. Let us in this door.
No. You don't know the secret passphrase.
I don't need the secret passphrase if I knock the door off the hinges.
He's really good at that. He's done it extremely successfully before.
This is a magically sealed door, child.
Shit. He can't break those.
Is there a keyhole on this door?
Nope.
All right. I whip around to Crispin and say, what'd the lights say about the door password?
Roll to recall.
Roll to recall, see if you remember anything about it.
Oh, I got a 2.
Yeah, you don't recall anything about the password.
Rebecca, is that you? It's me, Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, girl, how's it going?
It's going so good, I miss you.
Oh, my goodness. Doris is, well, not well.
Oh, my God.
She is.
She's still with Jimmy? She's still with Jimmy?
And no, she's moved on to Reggie and.
What?
I know, she went back to him.
Oh, it's just a disaster, isn't it?
I know, but of course.
What a
shame.
She
doesn't listen to little Rebecca.
We can help her. These guys are really, really good guys, and I told them that I would show them around, meet them
all. Yeah, of course.
Do you think we could come in?
Yeah, well, give me the secret passphrase and get in.
Well, of course the secret passphrase.
Yeah, you
is.
Know it. We grew up together.
Mean, we grew up
We practically wrote it together. I'm waiting for you to spit it out.
It's simple. It's simple, really.
Yeah, it's 3 words to help you out. It's 3.
It's meat hole. Hole.
Exactly, Sandra. I was waiting for that.
Rebecca,
come on. Meat hole, comma, hole.
Meat hole, hole.
Yeah, so, thanks. We'll catch up later, I guess.
Yes, of course, dear. Come on in.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you in a few.
Come on,
yep,
guys.
I'm going to buzz you right in.
Oh, thank you. Love you.
You hear a loud. And then the door just.
I walk in.
Wow.
Come on, fellas. Right this way. I know exactly where we go.
We follow Sandra.
You enter this back room to this meat hall, and you kind of hear music playing out in the what seems like the greater room. But in this hall, there's like vast amount of money being gambled. It's like one of those back rooms where there's high stakes gambling going on. Yeah, you have a bunch of females that look oddly a lot like Sandra. They all look identical to Sandra.
Wow.
They're all just like placed around, and they're kind of all just like reeling in money from these people, just passerbys, like big wigs that want to spend a lot of money and win a lot of money.
I look at Sandra, and I look at the people. I look back at Sandra. What's going on?
Sandra looks at her fellow Sandras. We all speak in unison. We say, we've been expecting you guys. So glad to hear. Surprise, I'm not just Alchemist Hand. I am also Lizzo the Naga Sea Hag.
Lizzo the Naga Sea Hag?
Lizzo the Naga Sea Hag.
Oh, no.
The door then slams behind you.
That always happens.
God damn it, again?
The other door slams to the front of the meat hall. Just as she says that, and all of them say that in unison, you see them all just kind of start to form into each other.
Oh my God.
As then those two have 4 arms, morphs into the next one, 6 arms. And now there's only one of them with 6 arms.
Dun, dun, dun.
As she reaches her true form with a serpentine lower body and a woman's upper body and 6 arms.
What are all the high stakes gamblers doing at this point?
They're in fear.
Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? All
right. What do you guys think? Do I look good?
I draw both my swords and stare ominously.
Sandra? Why didn't you tell us this?
We blew it here for one reason only. Last thing on your list, some of my scales, right?
Yeah, that is. We need 3 counts of them.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you get it that easy. So I came here to kill you. That's it.
Holy shit!
I brought you here to kill you. I locked the door, so good luck escaping.
Sandra.
Right? I can't believe you reminded me of Sandra.
Never trust a woman.
You see one of the old men kind of pick up, like, anyone want to gamble?
Hey, we're in the middle of a boss fight, old man.
Boss fight? Well, you want to gamble?
I say yes.
I also say yes.
I'm still staring at Sandra.
Do you want to join, lady?
I love a good game.
All right, what are we betting?
I turn to Sandra and I say, you put down 6 of your scales and we're on.
I want some...
their souls.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I forgot.
You see the big old man go,
well, those stakes are too high for me.
I'm out.
I turn to Sandra and I say, how many souls do you want?
4 would suffice.
How about a whole bottle? And I slam down the bottle of Zarakir slaves.
Oh. You're wrong. It sounds good to me. I'll give you some scales.
Don't worry, little souls. We're good at gambling. Right, guys?
Actually, the entire reason I met Crispin and started this quest is because I was bad at gambling.
We are so bad.
Hey, it's Grace, the voice of Sandra. If you're enjoying the episode so far, stay tuned. We'll get back to the story soon. But first, here's a word from this episode's sponsor.
Hot Springs Island is home to some of the world's most violent creatures. It is in this inhospitable climate that we find our most unlucky adventurers. Enslaved and cursed by the Martell Corporation and doomed to retrieve treasure and relics on this volcanic hotbed of death. The alpha predator on this island is an Efreet. This sounds like preposterous poppycock. What am I reading here?
Yeah, David, this is a commercial for an actual play RPG podcast.
And what on planet Earth is an RPG?
Have you ever heard of D&D? Group of people get together, roleplay characters, collaboratively tell a fantastical story using dice and their imagination. This one's called WWTF.
Oh, yes, with Mark Maron. Clever, clever man.
No, this stands for Wizards and Wagons and Taverns and Flagons. It's a fantastical adventure on a volcanic island full of death.
It sounds fascinating.
Welcome to Wizards and Wagons and Taverns and Flagons.
Fuck off, birds.
Wizards and Wagons and Taverns and Flagons is not harmful to your health, but may have side effects like uproarious laughter, story immersion, and extreme impatience for the next episode to be released. Get all the details at WWTFpodcast.com or anywhere your local podcast can be downloaded. Ask your fellow nerds if WWTF is right for you.
Rebecca walks up and says,
all right, guys, we're going to be playing the standard Jake game of Liar's Dice. Everyone get a cup and some dice, 6-sided dice. All right, Sandra, would you mind beginning?
Of course. Fellas, I'm going to say 1-5.
1-5 is on the table, little fella.
Spot on.
2.
6.
I got a 3. There's no 5s.
Oh. There's no 5s, so... All right, well, honey, you're out. We missed the halfling?
Yeah.
Say something.
I'm gonna say 1-2.
Spot on.
Bold. I like it.
3-2-1.
I got a 2.
No 2 for me.
1-2.
He was right.
By the way, does anyone need more sake? I have a great bottle of Nagasaki.
Yeah, why don't you put that on the table?
Yes, well, of course, it's gonna be a bit of gold. We don't run a free service here.
How much gold?
Probably about, let's see, it's Nagasaki, probably 102 gold. Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, well, just put it on the table.
All right, roll to persuader.
20?
Wait, you rolled a 20?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
Now, what were you saying again, you stupid little dragon?
I was saying I am the war hero, and I damn fought in the war to win over the Naga Cove, and I've earned my fair share of your Nagasaki. So hand over the bottle.
Yes, of course. I didn't know. Okay, okay. We have four different types of Nagasaki.
I'll take them all.
Yes, take them all. And I'm honestly truly sorry to disturb you. Thank you for your service.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, Toots.
All right, just let me know if you need anything else, okay? All right, so sorry, Sandra, we can keep going. Okay, so we had little fella, now we have big fella go.
Oh, yeah.
So big fella, why don't you go and sugar up, Toots?
Two threes.
Two fours.
Two fours are on the table. fella with the Nagasaki.
Two fives.
Two fives, Sandra?
I'm gonna go ahead and say three fives.
You're lying.
She has three fives!
Oh my god!
Fuck!
Dude, that's two of my lives.
Sweetie, you are crushing it.
Oh
and
my god.
That hair, by the way.
Oh
let me
my
just.
God, thank you!
Okay, you there with the wings of some sort?
Three sixes.
Four sixes.
I call him a liar.
All right, let's see your dice.
I have 1 6.
That's all. That's it.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a loss for me.
I call out my sea fog. Putting the sea fog out there. I'm going to turn the tables in my favor because I really want those souls. So.
There's just a fog that's rolled in over the table.
Hey, I can't see my dice.
What
this chick's cheating.
Damn it, we're blind, boys.
Don't look this time because the fog is in.
Oh, right.
Mr. Scaly, it's your 10.
Two twos.
Two threes.
Two threes on the table. Okay, perfect. Let's move over to the halfling.
Good luck. Don't think about what's at stake. I have 1 3.
Shit.
What do you guys have?
A 2.
5. 4.
I'm out.
Kyle's out.
We lost Will.
That's okay. You guys got this. I'm definitely not questioning my decision to put all these innocent souls on the line.
I ain't quitting you. I ain't quitting you.
All right, Sandra.
You know what? I'm really gonna go with my gut here. 1. 5. What do you say, boys?
2 fives.
3 fives.
Spot on.
6. 5.
2?
I don't have a 5.
Shit!
Count.
All right, next round.
I know this Willib's dice is still on the table, and I send a message to Glonk, and I say,
yo, what up, Glonk? I'm in your head.
What?
No, it's fine. It's Seth. Real quick, I don't know if you see, but Willib's dice is still there, and I'm thinking that you could probably get away with 2 dice without anyone noticing.
Ooh, good thinking. I try to grab the dice and slide it under my cup without Sandra noticing.
15.
And they don't see Glonk reach over and grab Willib's die from underneath his cup.
1 3.
Spot on.
I have a 3.
I have a 3.
Well, 2 3s. That's 1 strike, just set.
1 6.
2 6s.
Liar.
You're calling him a liar.
I got 2 3s. 6.
Ooh. I don't have a 6.
Oh!
He was a truther.
Hell yeah. All right.
2 3s.
All right. You said 2 3s? You know what, Rebecca? I'm going to risk it. I'm going to say spot on. I got 1 3.
We got no 3s.
So you just lost a die.
Oh, my God.
Young lady, come on. It's all right. You're still in this.
Your call, Lizzo.
I'm going to go ahead and say 2 1s.
I'm going to call you a liar.
2 1s, baby.
Ooh, I've got a 1.
Oh, no.
Well, what do we have here? Sandra, not to make you sweat your scales off, but we have 1 life left tonight.
2 3s.
I send a message to Glonk. Hey, man. I'm going to act like I dropped something, and with both of your hands, show me what you have.
Seth, roll for performance, and Glonk, roll for sleight of hand.
15.
17.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Ah, my spear.
Oh, yes, of course. Go get your spear.
Great, I...
That is a big spear you have there.
Yeah, yes.
From a Hydra. Rebecca, it's my guest.
Hurry, I can't help it. He's just a dashing little angel boy.
Starts blushing.
While he's picking it up, I show him my dice.
I say, spot on.
I got a 3.
I've got a 3.
Hell yeah. Spot on. Did you just lose your last die?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Ouch.
Bonk and Seth high five over the table.
Sandra, did you just lose your last die?
Oh my god.
I stand up and push the stuff off the table and grab Sandra and say, your scales.
I mean, it's going to hurt a little bit, so you just got to give me a second, all right?
I have an idea that might help. I decide to call it even, like, the game has been played, like there is a winner, so no hard feelings kind of thing. But I walk up and say, hey, I've got healing hands, so is it okay if I place my hands around you while your scales are being taken off so I can heal you as... No, Crispin.
Get it, Seth.
The last time a man asked me to shave my scales, it just ended poorly. So I'm going to go ahead and put to good use these fresh salon nails that I've worked so hard for, you know. And I use my briny claws attack.
Roll to hit.
Sorry, Seth.
Oh,
17.
Dang it.
Just deals 11 damage to Seth.
11 damage.
You have 4 HP left?
Yeah.
I shout out, I told you never trust a woman!
I scream, ah! And draw my swords and try to slash her across the chest.
Okay, roll to hit. 16.
Oh, it hits.
Uh-oh.
Slices the back of Sandra, dealing 15 damage.
I cast Entangle, and these roots come out of the ground and wrap around Lizzo, or whoever the hell you are.
Okay, make a strength save, so roll a d20, Grace.
15 plus 3.
Damn.
So the roots sprout out of the ground, but Lizzo breaks out of them with ease.
So now it goes to Crispin.
I say, oh no, you don't, toots. And I cast Hold Person.
Nice. Make a wisdom saving throw for Lizzo.
6.
I told you! I'll never trust you!
So now you're being held up against the wall. You can't move. Now we go over to Seth.
Okay, so I'm still a little hurt, but like I can still walk. So I'm going to run over to Sandra, knowing that this is probably our chance to get the scales. And I signal Glonk. I say, yo, help me with this. And I run over, and I go ahead and put my healing hands on you. As I'm bleeding. And I say, okay, Glonk, go for it, man.
I just take as many scales as I can get.
Nice. You are ripping off scales. Sandra releases a scream. As you rip off the amount of scales you need times 3. So you have 9 scales.
Yeah.
Absolutely writhing in pain.
I see that it's a lot of pain. Like, it's in a very intense moment. Like, I just wanted to help you. And then I heal.
So she regains enough health to not writhe in pain, but as soon as she can make a move again, she breaks free and slithers out of the door, trying to get away from you all.
Well, bye, Sandra. Shit.
The party is left with the correct amount of Naga scales and plenty of sake to go around.
I go over to Seth, who looks sad and is also bleeding out of his chest, and I say,
are you okay? Can you heal that?
I might need something.
And I walk up and I conjure 10 berries in my hand and I hand them all to Seth.
Nice.
They each heal 1.
Hell yeah. I down them instantly.
You regain your health.
Thanks, Will.
And I pour you a little bit of beer and give it to you.
Thanks, guys. Seth feels a warm love from his peers.
Just as you're drinking the ale, you hear the door busting.
Sarge! Rusty, got the ship up and running again, Sarge!
Spit going everywhere.
Thank you, Private!
He's just full attention.
Return to the mothership! F***ing ride, Sarge! F***ing ride, Private! All right, get the f*** out of Dodge! They're telling me, Private!
Oh my god.
I pick up my bottle of Zarakir slaves and put it back on my hip.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Let's move. I can never lose you.
Yeah, we head back to the ship.
And you get back to the ship.
Great. We get in and I steer us back to King's Point.
Oh, You pull up to King's Point, you dock it.
And we head to see our old friend Alchemist.
Yeah.
So you go down, it's echoing through the spiral staircase. You get real close to the lair door and you hear a big explosion again.
I open the door and set down all of our materials.
My friends!
How about those potions?
Good to see you, Al.
Yes, yes, the potion. Okay, what do we need? What do we need? You have the potion thing, the recipe, yes.
I set it down with the ingredients and slide it across to him.
Yes, one mama's cooking. Oh, no, wrong one. anyway, let's make a potion, folks. Yes, so we have the lily pad flowers. Yes, I see that. The bat fang, of course. You're welcome. We have, let's see, we need the fish oil. Do you have fish oil?
It's in the wineskin.
Ah, okay.
Gets the fish oil.
Yes, and we need the naga scales.
These were not easy to get.
Ooh, yes, we're getting there.
So he takes them all, goes over to like his big cauldron Bunsen burner thing, and just...
While he's doing that, I take the extra 6 scales that I have and hand them to Willub and say,
you could probably find a use for these.
Hey, thanks. I'm sure I'll think of something.
And as he's mixing it, it's starting to go up these spirally glass things. As it gets to this end where it just starts to drip. And he goes up to it with a tincture and just 3 drops in each. 3 drops in each tincture. As he goes, yes, the potion of getting small. Or whatever it says on that sheet.
Yes, well, gentlemen, when the time gets really, really tough, and the entrance gets really, really small, you use them. Got it?
Got it.
Oh, and one last thing. If I'm remembering correctly, and who knows if I am these days, the potion has been known to have, well, occasional, what is it? What is it called?
Side effect?
Oh, yeah, yes, side effects. Something about hallucination, or maybe it was just a rash, but, I'm sure you'll be fine. no reason to worry at all. Capiche?
Capiche.
All right, we're settled then.
Where is the sewer entrance?
Oh, why did you ask? The royal sewer entrance is at the bottom of the hill before you go up to the king's castle. Everyone knows that.
Thank you for your time and your services.
Hold my hand out for the potions.
Tink, 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 and tink.
I grab him and I walk out.
We'll see you later.
I let everyone walk out again.
Okay.
I say, hey, this is like a little weird. I don't know if your assistant is ever going to come back here. Her name was Sandra.
No. Yes.
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 If she ever comes back around, just give her this. It's a holy symbol from my home. And I've been trying to figure out what it means to me, but I think I now know. Tell her to remember that not everybody's out to get you. Some people just want to help you heal.
All right, yes. I will do this, Mr. Wow. Angel.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, you guys leave.
Yeah, I make my way out of the castle, down the hill, towards the entrance to the sewers.
Nice. So do you guys all head out now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys meet up with Glonk, who's just staring at the big 20-foot-tall sewer circle with, like, big iron grate that you can just walk through.
Great. I walk straight into the darkness.
For our dear Seth, and now the darkness of the sewers lie ahead. If you are enjoying this story as much as I am, please help me reach other guests like you by sharing this podcast with your friends and rating or reviewing us. You can follow The Tabletop Tales on Instagram and Reddit at _TheTabletopTales, on Twitter at _TheTabletop, on Facebook at The Tabletop Tales, or you can just visit our website, www.thetabletoptales.com. I would now like to personally welcome a new honored guest around our tabletop. This movement of the Tabletop Tales is made possible with the loving help of Ryan McNamara. You are now known by name by the Melody Keeper. If you would like to be known by name by the Melody Keeper and become a part of this podcast, I suggest you look further upon our Patreon page, where many exciting Harborian treasures await you. You can find us at patreon.com/thetabletoptales. Now, in this movement, Sandra was played by Grace Cavalier. Our Dungeon Master was played by John Fusner. Seth was played by Drew Baumel. Crispin Wisperix was played by Chris Chaput. Glonk Dawkins was played by Cam Marigold. Willow Willowbelly was played by Kyle McCann. Additional voices by Chris Chaput and John Fusner. Sound editing by Kyle McCann and Cam Marigold. Sound design by Kyle McCann. Movement mixing by Drew Baumel. Score mixing by Cam Marigold. Original score by Christopher Chaput and John Fusner. We'll see you next time at the tabletop.